tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Clouds.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. We're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We've got a lot to talk about ourselves, too, from people bringing things in to Triple Crown in Naperville that I tweet pictures of or emailing me items. And then we've got all the big-time items from Huggins and Scott. The August auction, the bidding begins July 27th, so I'm going to be mixing in a lot of items from the Huggins and Scott auction, some cool stuff that's going to be up for bidding. You can go to HugginsandScott.com and see the items now. Last night, I guess, the Packers retired Favre's number 4 jersey and entered him into the Packers Hall of Fame, which I didn't think was happening that early. But also, with the retired jersey, I noticed that there's a Brett Favre 2001 signed game-worn Packers helmet with a Favre letter and a photo of him holding the helmet, actually. That's good provenance with that one. $1,500 minimum bid. That should do well, don't you think, Bill?
Oh, yeah. I mean, any of those legends, when you can get a piece with a photo match provenance like that, it's sort of a no-brainer.
Now, speaking of provenance, I was going to talk about this later, but this is the perfect lead-in to it. I got a call at Triple Crown. Bill, I don't know if you saw the email on this. I know Vince saw it. I got a call at Triple Crown this week, and then some emails and pictures, and I tweeted a picture of this. This is an interesting story. Apparently, in around 1930, Newt Rockne was given a shillelagh presented to him by William T. Cosgrave, president of the Irish Free State. Now, at that time, Notre Dame and Northwestern played an annual football game, and I guess Rockne wanted to make some inroads in the Chicago market. I guess a lot of the good Chicago players were going to the University of Chicago and Northwestern, and he came up with the idea to use this shillelagh as a trophy to the winning team each year between Northwestern and Notre Dame. So each year they played, they didn't play every year, but almost every year between 1931 and 1976, they played, and the winning team got to keep the shillelagh. Well, the series stopped for a while after 76. Northwestern was really bad there for a while. I mean, they were losing constantly. Notre Dame was good during that time, and for whatever reason, I think they may have replaced Northwestern with the University of Michigan maybe at that time. But anyway, it stopped, and according to Bill from Chicago, well, his wife contacted me first. They were students at Northwestern. I think both of them were. And Bill found this shillelagh in a dumpster at Northwestern.
That's amazing.
Thought it was neat, and they've had it hanging on their wall. They got married. I guess they were students at the time and ended up getting married after that. But they've had it hanging on their wall since 1976 wow. or 77, whenever. And apparently a couple weeks ago, they saw something on the Antiques Roadshow that it was a similar type trophy that was appraised at a very high amount. So they're like, oh, well, let's check this out. So they want to know, I guess, a couple of things. They sent along, and I looked up some newspaper reports and pictures of it. and everything to their story, I mean, it looks legit. Like, there really was a shillelagh. It was given out. Is that, what type of provenance, is this something you would want to auction? Is that enough in itself? Would you need letters from somebody at one of the universities, Bill, or what's your opinion on an item like that?
Well, I mean, certainly, as you were saying, any, you know, provenance that goes with an item of that uniqueness is gigantic. I mean, to be able to ironclad nail it down to it is what they say it is, you know, I worth, you know, dollars upon dollars upon dollars. How many, you don't know, only because it's such a one-of-a-kind item.
Right. Now, there's a picture. There's a picture that I put on Twitter, a close-up of the, what would that be, Vince? Is that a metal piece there where it shows, it's dated 1931 and Northwestern Football Trophy, Notre Dame Northwestern Football Trophy. It sure looks old. One of my customers is Buzz at Triple Crown, said he could probably get a picture of the original, you know, of the actual trophy and match it up with the one on theirs and do something where he'd be able to tell if that was the actual, you know, the same one. It sure
looks...
There was
just one made, right, for this whole series?
Yes.
76, just one made?
Yeah,
That's
and
an amazing find.
I mean, it sure looks real when you look at the close-up.
My
Twitter ID is TCrownTom. I have pictures up on there. And, I mean, I don't know, Bill. I'm going to keep doing as much research as I can, but if they're interested in auctioning it and we get, you know, as much info together, do you want to take a look at possibly auctioning it in November during the football season?
I think that would be prime time to do that.
Yeah,
sure, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll keep trying to put info together on it, and it's such a cool item. I'd love to see what it. To me, I've seen other. I looked up other trophies. I mean, a lot of them will go for thousands, you know, and I would think with Notre Dame and Northwestern, it could really be like that. Now, if there are any listeners out there, I know we've had callers from Notre Dame before. If any listeners are out there and have any information, maybe played in the series, I actually tweeted the one to the attention of Rick Tellender. Because I know, yeah, he's a writer for the Sun-Times. I know he played football for Northwestern in, like, late 60s, early 70s in that time frame. I know Mike Adamley did. I don't know any Notre Dame players, but give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you have any information on that. And then, of course, if you have a question about the value of an item, we still have the prize package.
Yes.
Okay, we're giving away a 2015 Bowman Hobby Baseball Box and a 2015 Bowman Football Box. This is a lot of autographs. The winner at the end of the show just has to email Vince at ERC Delivery, and ERC Delivery will set up a delivery free of charge to your door. People aren't getting in touch with it. This is over $100 worth of boxes, a real good prize, some nice autograph cards. So if you do get picked to win, email Vince at ERC Delivery. Also, I'm not going to mention it to each caller, but if you call in and you want free tickets to the Under Armour All-American Baseball game August 15th at Wrigley Field, I had gotten in like 300 at Triple Crown, so I still have some there. Let me know you want them, how many you want, and I'll hold them for you. You have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick those up. So, and now walking in today, speaking of my Twitter feed.
I got my exercise.
Yeah.
I had to park like five
the
blocks
half marathon,
away.
Yep. I thought it was 2 weeks from now. It's this morning. They were putting up the barricades when, just as I was pulling up, I ended up getting just good timing where I got my regular spot, but Vince, it sounded like, had to drive around to find
driving
a spot.
Driving in circles for a little while to find a spot.
And so anyway, we have a hotel room booked 2 weeks from now because I thought it was going to be the half marathon, so I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe we'll go anyway. But anyway, when across the street from the radio station is that iconic sign of the Chicago Theater. And I happened to notice on that sign today, they have a night with your 2005 world champion White Sox. It's been 10 years. They're having a reunion this weekend. So I guess it's at, I think it's at 6:30 tonight. They have some White Sox players from that team are going to be appearing there. And I put a picture of that iconic Chicago Theater sign that turned out really good up on my T-Crown feed. So if you're a White Sox fan and interested in that, check it out. The White Sox, boy, they're in this series with Kansas City. That's kind of a big series for them. And I thought Soto hit a home run in the extra innings. I think it was the 12th inning yesterday. Bounced off the wall with two outs. They don't score, and then they lose, I think, the next inning.
That was a tough loss.
They need another hitter. They need a third baseman or a catcher. I don't know if they're going to try to add on or break it up and just get younger guys and get rid of a couple veterans. But if they had another hitter, I think it would really help quite a bit. So, all right, give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, or you can tweet me an item at T-Crown Tom and get in the drawing for the Bowman football box and the Bowman baseball box. Now, at Huggins and Scott Auctions, go to HugginsandScott.com, and you will see previews of all kinds of great stuff on there. One of the items, there's a 1950 Bowman football complete PSA graded set, 144 cards, all 144 are there, and graded number 23 on the registry, 6.589 average grade, $900 minimum bid. That registry is big for these graded cards, and you guys have a lot of the registry items in this August auction, correct, Bill?
Yeah, one of your buddies from Naperville, I think, gave us that set, and Tom, and several other sets as well that are all completely PSA graded and registered.
Yeah, Tom from Chicago really had quite the group of PSA graded cards. Now, Bill, that's, starting a week from Wednesday, you'll be at the National Sports Collectors Convention in Rosemont, and if somebody wants to see you there or set up an appointment in advance, if they've got items, they can see you directly, correct?
Yeah, I've already got a stack of people to go see on my desk that had called from the area that we're going to be either meeting at the hotel or a couple of them. I think we're actually going out to their houses one day.
So you're going to be a busy man when you're here.
That would be true. We'll keep all of us busy. I think we have my Rickies coming out and Josh and Ronnie and Steve, so we'll have enough people there to handle it, hopefully.
Well, I'm planning on stopping by Wednesday around 4:30 or 5 and taking a few pictures of your display. You're going to have a lot of your items on display at the National, things that are in the current or in the July, end of July, August auction.
Oh, yeah. We've got 8 showcases to fill up, so that's what we're working on this week, is filling all the stuff that we'll make it out to Chicago and be on display and actually open for bidding as people walk by, because the auction will be live throughout the whole show.
Boy, that should help with the bidding on a lot of the items. So if they see something there, they can say, hey, how do I buy this? And you sign them up to bid at Huggins and Scott.
Oh, yeah. We've had that happen last few years that we've done this. People, it takes, 3, 4, 5 minutes to go through the registration process, and Josh usually does it with them right there at the counter at the booth. So,
and then would
they, really,
so if they want to, then just on their computers, then they can go to HugginsandScott.com and see other stuff that's not there. You also have that web gem section that's not in the catalog. How do people get to that?
Well, it's part of the major auction. I mean, the only thing it's not in is the catalog. If you go to the website, it's the same as lot number one in the catalog. It's in the auction.
Oh, I see. Know? So if somebody like searches by category, the web gems will show up in that category also.
Oh, yeah, everything. I mean, if you have a catalog and you don't have the internet, you cannot bid in our auction. But if you have the internet and no catalog, you can still bid in our auction.
Okay. So go to HugginsandScott.com. Some of the items we're talking about today, you'll be able to see The displays, I'm on the page right now, this Mickey Mantle original painting by Steve Kaufman from Mantle's personal collection and signed by Kaufman. I wonder what year that was done. That's a pretty cool painting of him, actually. Portrays a 21-year-old Mickey Mantle holding the baseball he had just launched some 565 feet out of Washington's cavernous Griffith Stadium. Wow. Do you remember going to Griffith Stadium, Bill? Did you ever go there?
I actually never went there.
Really?
We got to the area right after the around the time that the Senators had moved to Texas.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Well, we've got Wrigley Field here, Sox Park. Wrigley Field is going to be hosting the Under Armour All-American Baseball game Saturday, August 15th at Wrigley. I've got free tickets to give away to that game. If you call in today and you're asking about the value of items and you want tickets to that game, they're free. Just let me know how many you want me to reserve, and I'll hold them for you at Triple Crown. You have to pick those up at Triple Crown. Looks like Superman Todd wants four.
Yeah, cool.
He just tweeted. He goes, here's one Vince might like. It looks like it's a Billy Williams rookie. Looks like it's in pretty good shape. Why only Vince would like that, I don't know. I like a Billy Williams rookie card. So check out tcrowntom.com. You can tweet me an item there.
Well, maybe Superman Todd did his research, and you know Billy Williams shares the same birthday as I do. So maybe.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, June 15th.
So oh, maybe I didn't know that.
You know,
I didn't know that. There, so. I know that the famous Lou Brock for Ernie Brolio trade was on your actual birth date, but I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang in there, folks. It's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We've got a Bowman 2015 hobby baseball box and a 2015 Bowman football box to give away. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles and talking about some cool collectibles that come into Triple Crown in Naperville or that are in Huggins and Scott Auctions. Go to HugginsandScott.com and you can check out some items. Now, if you tweet me an item at TCrownTom and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a box of Bowman baseball and a Bowman football box from 2015, so it's a good prize package. For that prize, the winner announced by Vince at the end of the show has to email Vince at ERC Delivery and they'll deliver it free of charge. If you want any Under Armour tickets to the All-American game at Wrigley Field on August 15th. Let me know how many you want. And I'll hold them for you at Triple Crown. You have to pick those up at Triple Crown in Naperville. Now, I think I got, this was an email from James, and I'm pretty sure I tweeted a picture of this. He raised $4,200 for Blackhawk Charities and grew his beard for the Beardathon, which I didn't know there was a Beardathon, but you learn something every day at
T-Crown.
There's
thons for a lot of things,
yeah,
aren't there?
Yeah, it's a Beardathon. He was the top fundraiser for the Blackhawks as well and was given a stick signed by this year's championship team, so that was pretty good.
Very
and
nice.
My estimate value on that is it looks like at least $1,500, probably $1,500 to $2,000. If I had it with the, I don't know how it's authenticated, but with the authentication that I use at Triple Crown, I'd probably ask $1,900 and see, you know, if I get any offers or whatever. Bill, now, would that be an auction item for you, a Blackhawks team sign stick from the championship season?
Oh, absolutely. Especially now because they're so fresh in everybody's mind. That's when you want to capitalize on the moment. 2 years from now, it'll be like, when did the Blackhawks last win?
Yeah, right.
Well, not around here, Bill. Not around here. Yeah. We'll know. We'll remember.
It does kind of seem like they're kind of taking off, almost like the Bulls of the 90s took off as they're kind of like the team that they want to get on national TV a lot. Yep. They've got the stars. They're exciting. They're almost turning into rock stars like the Bulls of the 90s were. It's kind of, it's really fun to watch because it's really an exciting game that they play. And I think even with all these changes, hopefully they'll still be good, fun to watch again next year. And, we've got some callers waiting here, but I want to get to one. Burke, sent me a picture of an item here on Twitter. T Crown Tom's my Twitter ID. A 600 home run baseball signed by Willie Mays, Barry Bonds, and Hank Aaron with a COA from Steiner. That's good authentication from Steiner. Their stuff's usually pretty high too. And, boy, I'm thinking that's hundreds. Any estimate? Have you ever run one of those, Bill?
You know, I don't know that we have. But yeah, I would say that's a $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 ball somewhere in that range. There's probably not a lot of those out there.
Now, if he could get A-Rod on there, you might as well get A-Rod because you got the Bond steroid connection on there. So, you know, if you can get A-Rod, might as well. Hey, you obviously can't get Babe Ruth at this point. So, all right, well, let's get to the callers here. We have, let's see who's been waiting. On hold, we've got Matt from St. Charles on the line. What do you have there, Matt?
Hey, guys. I got a Joe Montana rookie football card, not signed, though.
A Joe Montana rookie. Now, the key to that one is centering. How good a condition? Do you have it graded, or how good a condition is it?
It is not graded yet, but it is in mint condition.
Really good. Is centering good on that one?
Yes, very good.
Yeah, that's... What do you think, Bill? If it's how good does that have to be in order to make it worthwhile? Would you'd probably take a 10 in your auction, right? Or a Beckett 9.5?
Yeah, or a PSA 9. Nines still get $400-$500.
Okay.
Because like you had mentioned, the centering is very hard to get on that, which will keep it out of a lot of nine holders. So I would get
Can
that
I ask
graded.
Another question?
Yeah.
How much does it cost to get it graded?
Well, I would imagine if you go to the National in Rosemont starting July 29th, that the PSA will be there, Beckett will be there, SGC will be there, and I would imagine they'll have some deals going there. You could contact them in advance, the grading companies, and see what they have going on.
Probably in the neighborhood of $20 to $35 to get it graded, depending on how fast you want it back, whether it's a day or a few hours.
A lot of times with real valuable cards, and if the grading companies are actually doing grading at a show like that, guys like to wait, pay the $30 or $35, have them do it that day and wait for it so they don't have to worry about it getting shipped back and forth. So if you, that's I don't know if that's valuable enough. I mean, if you think you can get a gem mint or pristine grade on it, it's probably is worth doing it, you know, and waiting for it. And then while you're waiting for it, you can walk around the National. You can stop and see Bill Huggins at his display and look at the stuff. It's almost like a traveling museum, that National Convention. I mean, it's
amazing.
It really is. Items. Some real unbelievable stuff there. All right, next on the line, we have Don from Northwest Indiana. What's new, Don? What do you have today?
I also have a Blackhawk stick. It's not a championship stick, but from about 30 years ago, I won it in a 10K road race.
Really?
And, I have Al Secord. I have Denny Savard. All the signatures are really intact.
So
and,
it's a team from the 80s signed stick.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to run as much, but having Savard on there is good. That was probably before, was Larmer on there? And
I think Larmer's on there. I think, was it Trent Yanni?
Yanni, yeah.
A signature. That's a signature that you can definitely make out.
How many total guys?
At least 20. I mean, the stick is loaded.
Okay, it's authenticated. What do you think, Bill, maybe 500-600 for that stick?
Yeah, I mean, depending on how the autographs have held up over the years as far as boldness and displayability. Yeah, that number is certainly well within possibilities.
All right, very good. And then authentication is key. Who authenticated, how it got authenticated, whatever. So let's go to HugginsandScott.com auction items. Now, there's so many neat items on there. This is one of the coolest with the variety of stuff there. If you're even... Like I just had somebody, Bill, asking this week if you guys do take coins in. And I was like, oh, yeah, and I'm looking here. I know nothing about coins. I know they grade them. So if somebody has graded coins, I know it would be worth, you can look them up, get an idea what it's worth. But here's a 1955 Lincoln cent double die obverse full red coin graded. All this stuff, I'm thinking, oh, that's kind of neat. And then I see $6,000 minimum bid. It's like, whoa, that's quite the coin. You guys do pretty, is that Americana Steve handles that, or who handles your coin stuff, Bill?
Yep, absolutely. That is 100% Americana Steve. He does the coins and the comics for us predominantly. And we've even got some great comics in there, too, of the Fantastic Four. I think we have the number one issue. That movie's coming out very soon, the new movie like that. We've actually had a lot of calls and inquiries about those comics.
Yeah, and some of those also go for big money. So if you have anything like that, you know, you can see Bill at the National Sport Collectors Convention. You can always stop by Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm there 6 days a week. Show me what you have. And a lot of times when people bring stuff in, I'll take a picture of it, and I'll tweet the picture and then talk about it on the show. Like, for instance, Art from Naperville stopped by Triple Crown earlier this week. This was, he was a cool guy, actually. He went to Jackson State with both Walter Payton and his brother,
really?
Eddie Payton.
Oh,
and by
cool.
the way, he said Eddie still owes him $20. And he said if he saw Eddie now, he'd tell Eddie, you still owe me $20, Eddie. And Eddie would go, you know, Art, if as long as somebody owes you money, you're never broke. So I think he's wouldn't
That's
pay him.
Funny.
But anyway, Art had this cool framed black and white photo. I think it was a 16 by 20 of Jackie Robinson, not signed or anything like that, but a real neat photo where it looks like he's stealing home. And in that frame, I figure that's probably worth $75 to $100. And then speaking of Jackie Robinson, Mike from Chicago had dropped off that 1949 Jackie Robinson rookie that had a crease in it, but it was a really nice card. And we thought, might as well get it graded, because with a crease, you know, so people don't think it's a 1, it actually got a 2.5 grade, which is nice. And that, you can look that up. That will be in the August Huggins and Scott auction, with bidding beginning July 27th. So that was nice. Now we've got Pistol Pats on the line. Hey, what's up, Pistol?
Hey, what's up, T-Crown Tom?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Long time, no see, no call.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I got a couple unique items. I got a Topps Redemption card. I just got Oscar Taveras. It's an autograph card. It's a mini card, certified chrome refractor autograph mini card out of 50. What would that be worth? And then I have a minor league factory sealed set, action packed. I think it's called Scarring Report. And it's a factory sealed minor league baseball cards. And I think Jeter, one of his cards is in there. What would that be worth?
Okay. Well, that helps having Jeter in there. The founder of Action Packed has stopped by Triple Crown a couple times recently, the last couple weeks. And, you know, I would think a Jeter minor league card from that set, if it was in a high grade, could be worth some pretty good bucks. Now, Oscar Taveras, that's the Cardinals outfielder who died in the car crash.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, he didn't. It's not like Roberto Clemente, who died after he had a chance, for, you know, to have his Hall of Fame career. This is before he had a chance to really accomplish anything in baseball. Who knows what he might have done? We'll never know. But I think that hurts the long-term value of that. I don't think it'll be worth much because, you know, there's not going to be much demand for it. It'll just be one of those sad moments in history, and I don't think there'll be much value or much collector's value for his stuff in the future. Jeff from Highland, Indiana, tweeted me a picture here. He has Roenick and Amante signed Blackhawks sticks. Jeff, can you tweet back here and let me know if those were game used or not? If they're just sticks that they signed, you know, you're probably looking in the $50 range maybe for each one, but not a ton of money for those. So if they are game used sticks, Jeff, tweet that info to us. Here's, that's something else here. All right, let's go back to HugginsandScott.com. Some of the items in the August auction. Bidding begins July 27th. Now, here's something you don't see every day, Bill. As a matter of fact, this might be the only one even in existence. Ultra rare 1935 R89 Gum Incorporated Mickey Mouse 1 cent display box. Right now, my wife is doing her Mickey Mouse impression as she's hearing this. $2,500 minimum bid, so this isn't a bad item, huh, Bill?
As far as I can tell, it's the only one that's ever surfaced.
Wow.
I think on the side, it's, you know, I wasn't even sure that it was the display box. It's big. It's about, it's probably about a foot long and about 8 inches wide and about an inch and a half deep.
Wow, what did they have in there? Packs of cards or gum or what?
Right on the side it says 100 1 cent packs right inside.
Wow, really? Huh. Whoa.
Yeah, and it's in remarkably good condition.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And you know what? There's a lot of Mickey Mouse collectors out there. That'll be interesting to see what that goes for. That's what's really something about this current auction for you, Bill, is the variety of stuff. You know, like I say, coins, comic books, the Mickey Mouse box. You got a lot of great cards here. Here's something that I had never seen before. This came through Triple Crown in Naperville. There's a lot of four sets from 1924 to 1939. It's mostly golfers. Three of the sets are all golf-related. And then one of them is a 1926... Who's Who in Sports set that has Bobby Jones in it, a golfer, but also wow. Like Gene Tunney and other guys from other sports. I mean, I never even knew there were golf sets from 20s and 30s or anything related to it. So that'll be interesting to see what that goes for. And then you even have a 1957 Topps second series baseball wax pack graded PSA 7. That second series included the 1957 mantle, so it's a good series. $900 minimum bid on just one pack. Vince, that might be out of your range if you're looking for a pack to open.
I want to get a pack, yeah. You know, and open it on the show. Yeah. Next month or something.
Yeah. That's only the minimum bid, so who knows how high that's going to do. Yeah. But if you could pick something up at the National, if you do have a chance to get there, that would be cool to open it on the show. Yep. Then that'd be fun to see what you get. One time I opened an old football pack that had been graded. I opened it on the air, and I had to use a cutter to get into it. I've dislocated my shoulder a few times. My shoulder popped out on the air while I'm cutting into
it.
I had to like work it back in. And so anyway, it's time for a short break here. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away two boxes of cards, a Bowman Hobby Baseball box and a Bowman Football box. The winner will be picked by Vince at the end of the show. And all you have to do is email Vince at ERC Delivery, and they'll deliver it free of charge. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we're giving away a prize package this week that is a 2015 Bowman Hobby Baseball box and a 2015 Bowman Football box. We also have Under Armour tickets to give away to the All-American game, high school All-American baseball game, Saturday, August 15th at Wrigley Field. Those you have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick up. If you call in or if you tweet me something, you want me to hold an amount for you, just tell me how many you want me to hold, and I'll hold them for you. Now, here's Phil from Highland, Indiana. He was at the White Sox game yesterday, and they gave away replica 2005 White Sox World Championship replica rings that, boy, this is for a replica. It's a really nice looking replica ring. Yep. Vince, you saw a couple that already are on eBay?
They're selling a bunch on eBay. A bunch of bids over $50 already. So you know, maybe they'll go for 75 or 100.
Yeah, so. Probably in the $50 to $100 range, yep. as they
level
nice, out.
Though. They look
real nice,
nice, yep.
Looking. I have those, a couple of Bulls replica rings that I got at a game in the 90s, and they're way better looking than that is, that's for sure.
Cool.
Yeah, so, okay, let's check back here now at Huggins & Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. Some of the items for sale. Bidding begins July 27th, so that's a week from tomorrow. By the way, next week we have a two-hour show. We'll be on from 7 to 9. Did you know that, Eric, that we're on for two hours next week? So it'll be an interesting show.
I did hear that. I will not be here next week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, a little sabbatical for me.
All right. Well, we'll be on for 2 hours and should be interesting. We'll be, once again, previewing a lot of the items, taking calls, giving stuff away, doing what we do, just an extra hour. Now, let's see. Here's kind of a neat item in the Huggins & Scott August auction. An 1887 N-172 Old Judge Cigarettes Cap Anson card. Graded SGC 4.5, so that's like a mid-grade. $500 minimum bid on that one. Do you see those very often, Bill, that set? Any cards from that set?
We do see those. They're not impossible to find. They're certainly very scarce, and a 4.5 is a very high grade on that item.
Is it really? Yeah, you would think, being that old, that would be tough to get.
Yeah, no, a 4.5 is almost like an 8 or better on a modern card.
Like on a 60s card, huh?
Oh, yeah, they're tough to get in that high grade.
Now, we also have, with some of the non-sports stuff, here's an interesting item, because this is something that presidential collectors would like and also Civil War collectors would like. Ulysses S. Grant, 2008 Upper Deck, A Signs of History, cut autograph, number 4 of 6. Real nice signature of Ulysses Grant. And there's that product from Historic Auctions that's coming out. I think that got moved till October, where it's all Civil War items. They have actual full documents in there. But it's those Civil War collectors could want this. And then there's always the guys collecting any autographed items from any president. So that's kind of got a double chance of, yeah, guys looking at that one. That's Ulysses Grant. With a $200 minimum bid, that's a low minimum bid, so that'll
have some action.
That's going to have a lot of early action, I would imagine, on that one. And also, you've got the 1935 National Chickle card, number 35 of Chicago Bears Hall of Famer Bronco Nagurski. PSA 5 on that one, $1,200 minimum bid. That's not a bad grade for a 35 Chickle either, a PSA 5.
No, that's a very high grade for that. I think that card, that'll be probably still in the $5,000 to $8,000 range.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a big time card. And there are other graded cards from that set, in a couple of lots in the auction coming up. So if you're into the 1935 National Chickle set, this is a spot to get it. Bill, did you have any favorites of your, that have come in, or anything in, that you know you're going to be taking with you to display at the National, or have you not picked that stuff out yet?
Well, a lot of the stuff that you see in the highlights on our rotating carousel and the auction catalog that came out this year or this week, a lot of the items on the cover that we'll be taking with us. It's kind of hard for us to take like a complete graded set, you know, and stuff like that, like the 50 Bowman set we were talking about, but there. We may take some highlight cards from the sets, the graded sets, and then other items that just, oh, have more color, more displayability to them, as opposed to, maybe bottom line value, if you follow me.
Yeah, where you want it to look good in the display case as people are walking by.
Right. Some things are, it's just a 107 Bryce Williams card in there. Very tough. They go for thousands of dollars, but it's a tiny little black and white card. It's got a few creases in it. It's rare as can be, but it doesn't really display that.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Might go for as well as a
Brett Favre game used helmet would, you know.
Yeah, so you're going to have the Favre helmet there, huh?
Oh, sure.
I wonder if Yurko saw that. Yurko's got a game-worn Favre jersey. I think he still has it. I wonder if he's going to think of selling that now that the Favre retirement jersey ceremony has taken place in Green Bay, or if he's going to just hang on to that forever. I don't know.
Yeah, listening to Favre yesterday, you could see that he still thinks he could play.
Well.
You just tell the fire in him, you know?
Yeah. The crowd probably got him going. It's like, don't do it, Brett.
<That's right. laughs>
Don't do it.
They're actually going to put his number on their Ring of Honor Thanksgiving night when the Bears play.
Okay.
I
thought there was something about Thanksgiving where they were going to do that.
That's when they're going to put his number in the Ring of Honor.
Okay. Usually Bears games at Lambeau Field don't turn out that well, but we've got a new regime. Who knows?
There's nothing to be too excited about.
Like I say, I think last week that I think the Bears are going to start slowly. You would almost think they'd have to, but hopefully they build as the season and get better rather than last year where they got worse, and then just looked like they threw in the towel. That was just pathetic. You know, at HugginsandScott.com, here you got some different championship rings for sale. This one, I couldn't believe this one. A 1972 Oakland A's World Champions front office ring of none other than Jimmy Pearsall.
Really?
Yeah, do you believe that? $1,500 minimum bid on that one. I still think the most entertaining baseball television broadcast crew I've ever seen in my life was Harry Carey and Jimmy Pearsall in the 70s. They would say anything about anybody. They did not care. They knew their stuff, but they were both, you know, kind of nuts and would say whatever. Incredibly entertaining in the 70s watching the White Sox games and listening to those guys. That's where it always kind of killed me that when Harry went to Wrigley, and there's a statue of him at Wrigley, but he was past his prime when he was announcing for the Cubs. I mean, really, and where he really made his name was with the Cardinals I guess that must have been the 50s and 60s. But he was such a great salesman at Wrigley Field, and the fans just really blew up there, you know, where he got so many fans in and people loved him there. But he really was past his prime when he was announcing for the Cubs. Jimmy Pearsall and Harry, what a team they were. Vince, who was announcing when you first remember watching the Cubs?
Jack Brickhouse.
He was?
Absolutely, Jack Brickhouse. I'm curious if Carey and Pearsall, on the disco night when Steve Dahl burned all those records or whatever, were they announcing that night? I'm curious.
You know, I remember watching that game, and I remember Bill Veeck coming on and saying they had to cancel. I think that was in between a doubleheader, I think. And Bill Veeck coming on and saying that they had to cancel game two. And if I remember, Jimmy Pearsall was saying this is a disgrace going off on it.
I'd like to rehear the broadcast of that if it's
so
out there.
So I'm pretty
somewhere.
Sure the two of them were announcing during that game. I remember watching. I remember I've heard stories from guys that were at that game. You know, there were guys climbing in from outside the park. That was nuts that night.
That's funny.
And they're lucky it didn't get set on fire, I think, you know, with all the the disco demolition. Yeah, that was classic. I wonder if there's any memorabilia floating around from that one.
I'm sure there's somewhere.
Yeah. Bill, have you ever seen anything from that disco demolition night? Anything in your auction?
I don't think so. I mean, most of the stuff, I think, blew up.
It blew up, that's right. Well, maybe pieces of disco records you got in a lot, you know. Okay, here's also, now, here's another item. If you come in during the week with an item at Triple Crown in Naperville and I tweet a picture of it, or if you just tweet me a picture that we use on the show, you get in the drawing. This is kind of an interesting one. DF on Twitter sent a picture. He had programs from the Milwaukee Mile Speedway in the early 2000s. That speedway, it turns out, is the oldest operating motor speedway in the world. It actually opened up in 1903. I thought that was kind of interesting. They paved it in 1954. The problem with his, he didn't get any of the really big names on that one. It was after Dale Earnhardt Sr. had passed away. He had some good names on it. I think it's probably still got to be worth maybe $100, $150. But it was a beautiful display. It looked cool, but I didn't think he had enough names, big names on it, to really be worth really big money. Dale Earnhardt Sr. would have been, I think, the key if he had started that earlier on that one. So let's go back to, let's see, HugginsandScott.com. You were talking about sets in the auction. The August auction bidding begins July 27th. There's a nice 1960 Topps baseball complete set, mid-grade, $400 minimum bid on that. What's your favorite set from the vintage sets? Do you have one that really stands out?
I was always a big fan of the 57.
I like it too, actually.
Yeah, that was the only year, I think, through up until that, or up before that they would list the whole career records of everybody on the back.
Yeah.
Before that, they would just list the past year or 1 year, you know.
Yeah, that's always was a big part when I was a kid, you know, looking at the stats on the back. You didn't have the internet at the time where you could look everything up and you had everything there. And, yeah, I always liked that. That was actually part of why we liked baseball cards, I think, in the 60s more than, as kids in the 60s, more than football, or I never even saw basketball, but just the stats. Like, I remember thinking football cards at the time, I thought they were kind of boring because there weren't the stats like you had, the home runs, all that stuff like you had in baseball. Baseball has always been such a stats-oriented game, and now they've taken it to a whole new level with the sabermetrics, all that stuff. And I like some of that stuff. Originally, go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, we used to play a game when we were kids with the stats on the back of the cards, and the 57 Topps Ted Williams is the only card that he ever had that lists his .406 average on the back.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I actually gave that card to my dad at one time as a present. Wow. Yeah, the 57 Ted Williams, because my dad always said that was the greatest hitter he ever saw, that, you know, just incredible. So I don't even forget.
Did you take care of your cards as a kid? Did you kind of have them in a box?
Well, we played with a lot of them, but we did have a shoebox where some of them, like we ended up having some 64s that we didn't play with a lot and ended up in a shoebox that I remember having a really nice 64 Mantle.
Oh, really?
I kind of wish I had kept that one. I sold that when I started doing the card business. And, boy, once grading took over, I remember that card. That had to have been at least an 8. That was just the centering. It was just a beautiful card. Wow. It stood out, and it's like, wow, I don't even remember getting a Mickey Mantle, but having one that we didn't play with. Because there was another one we had that actually we had on the dartboard.
Did you really? Wow.
Yeah. He beat the White Sox with a home run or something, or did something, and we put him up on the dartboard. And I still had it up to a couple years ago. I don't know where it is now, but it had a few dart holes in it. Did you guys used to do the thing where you put them on the bikes?
Yeah, not so much on the bikes. We used to trade a lot just in the neighborhood and just bring out your collection. But we played baseball night and day, so, you know, had a lot of fun.
Think about it in the summertime. You don't see that as much now where literally, we used to play baseball all day long.
Yep,
it seems like kids now, if it's not organized, they don't play it a whole lot. Do you notice that in your area too, Bill, around the Washington, D.C. area? You don't see as many kids just out playing baseball as you used to?
Oh, no. I think the parents won't let them go out.
Yeah, it seems like kind of like that, unless it's organized. If they have the uniforms and the parents can all go watch it. I don't think parents should even be allowed at some of those games, to be honest with you. I think the kids would all be better
the
off.
Fight? Yeah. Did you see the fight at the girls' softball thing? I'll tell you real quick. It was on our local news. Two guys beating each other to pulp, bloody pulp, over a girls' softball because one father was mad that his daughter wasn't getting playing time from the coach.
Wow. So was
amazing.
Did he start fighting with the coach or another parent?
Oh, no, with the coach, with the other guy.
Oh,
I mean, I'm
my
sure
God.
You the girls' softball tournament and just blood everywhere.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's why,
I've coached the last several years, and I can't tell you, it gets intense. Oh. And there's parents that think their kid's the star and should be playing every inning. It's tough. It's
and tough they're going to end up getting a scholarship, but if you don't play them, you're going to cost them that scholarship.
Right. All my fault.
British Open's going on right now. It's live today and tomorrow, Vince. I'm just looking at the leaderboard. Danny Willett hasn't teed
there's
off
my
yet.
Guy.
That's
yep.
your guy, and I've got... Louis Oosthuizen, he's my guy. He hasn't teed off yet either, but
he's up there. He's up there.
Yeah, who had the big David Duval out of nowhere shot a 67 today. So
he just made the cut too, because the cut was
even. It was
par,
even.
So
yeah,
he's minus five on the day and on the tournament.
Yeah, so at least he's going to make some money. I don't think he's been making a lot of money out of golf the last few years.
But he's been doing some announcing and doing a good job.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's time to do the drawing, Vince.
Okay, this week's winner is going to be Matt from St. Charles. So, Matt, if you're listening, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you. Deliver right to your door free of charge.
Free of charge. I love to hear those words. You don't hear that very often anymore, Vince.
Even when you hear it, there's strings attached, but not with the ERC. It's
right.
Free, it's free.
And then don't forget, if you contact me at Triple Crown in Naperville, you can get free tickets to the August 15th Under Armour All-American Baseball game at Wrigley Field, August 15th. And check out HugginsandScott.com. Auction bidding for August auction begins July 27th, and Bill Huggins will be at the National that week in Rosemont. Call 301-608-0355. Have a great week.